As Pastor John shared, my wife is not here, and she is the more gifted and talented one, so she just put together a little slideshow that we'll see if I can get to work. I remember a year ago when I was here, I had very similar problems. So you can see that there's something. I'll try it again. Sorry. Pastor John, the clock didn't start yet. Bittersweet to be back. It's wonderful to be back and see everyone here. It is challenging to be back without the family. As Pastor John said, I am avoiding work of the move. Our move will consist of about 250 meters down the road. And just so you know, I did do some before I left, and there will be more when I get back, so I will be helping that. But I left them in very capable hands. As you noticed, there was a picture of Carl and Andrew. Andrew has shot up. He is my height. He has aspirations of being taller. I haven't had a chance to break. It's just not there in the family, but that's okay. That's okay. Just to share that we had a blessed year, very much so. The theme for Black Forest Academy this year was only grace. And it was appropriate that I was back in the role of vice principal. I was back to VFA in a new role of vice principal because whenever someone came in or I messed up, I was very easy to point out this year's theme and just ask them to show me the grace that we've been studying all year. Next year, I will be moving into the principal's office. I'll serve as principal for Black Forest Academy, the high school, for next year. And I will be reminding them of the theme yet again. As we go through the year and just some of the things that were opportunities for us to be stretched, it was a challenge to show up. We showed up a little bit late, so we didn't have much transition time. I anticipated there not being much transition, and that's a big word at Black Forest Academy because we have so many staff members and students that come in and leave during the year or from year to year. But I thought I knew what I was getting into. I knew the community. The first time we went, I didn't know the community at all. Didn't know Germany. Didn't know German. I still don't, but we'll talk about that. We won't have to up here. But I didn't know the community, but I knew the role that I was moving into. This term of service, I knew the community, knew what to expect with the school. Did not know the role of administration that I would be heading into. So there was a steep learning curve, and we really had to have that learning happen on the go. Earlier in the year, Judy asked me to send a job description. What can you let me know what you're doing there? I'm still trying to figure that out. I joked that the role of vice principal is one where any room that you walk into, whoever is in that room can give you a job to do, and that became very real throughout the year. I have shared with a few here that job really took a tremendous amount of time as I learned through it. So it was a blessing to have an opportunity to grow in that way professionally as an educator. It was a blessing to have the contact with other leaders as well as students in that way. The flip side to that was that my wife took on many new roles. I was in charge of substitute teachers, so when there was someone out, the first call was to my wife, and I leaned on her very heavily. She did a tremendous job this year in so many different roles, and the Lord stretched her in many ways. And that was a neat opportunity to see. She built relationships with some of the women in our German community, the moms of students that attend the bilingual school where our youngest, Jake, goes to. And she's really ministering to them and pouring her heart into those relationships. She served as an Eltern, which is a German phrase that I cannot translate. But basically, she served on a parent advisory committee for the bilingual school that's required by German law that we have a certain number of representatives. She taught a photography class. Now, if you had asked Heather a year ago if she would be willing to take on these roles, she might have stayed here and just sent me. But her willingness and openness and how the Lord used her, it was a blessing for me to see the relationships that she built and just her willingness to be used by the Lord in that way. So we were blessed in those senses. And she held our family together throughout the year. There were many times when I was working 12-hour days or so, and she was there taking care of the kids as well as handling those other roles. So I stood in awe of my wife this year and the work that she did and the service that she performed. Our boys have grown and are really thriving in this environment. We get an opportunity to see why parents make the difficult decision to send their students away from them, miles, thousands of miles, 2 days travel perhaps, to attend Black Forest Academy. And we see why through our kids and just the blessing of the teachers and the staff that are there and how they just pour into these students. Andrew has grown, as I said, not just physically, but he has grown as a student, which was a blessing. And his outreach, he's currently working with some students from the August Macherschule, this German high school, over the summer. He meets 2 days a week, building relationships with those kids. I'm praying that he is sharing with them his faith, but the Lord is working on him as he is with those students. But that's a neat opportunity. Andrew was thankful to see me come back here to report out and share with you, because every time, every day I'd wake up and I'd say, all right, Andrew, here's some things to do. He helped tear apart and paint the church office back in Condon and spent what was going to be 2 hours, and that was eight there. So I really leaned on him and am utilizing him. But he is thriving in that social environment of helping others. And he's cutting Palm's lawn, which is about the size of a football field, and I'm pretty sure it's a push mower. So that's another one that I volunteered him for. He didn't sign up for, but the oldest gets that type of abuse. Matthew is helping with the meeting with kids at the local high school, and he just really has a desire to learn and grow in music ministry, and he wants to be part of the worship band at the middle school that he's moving to next year. Loves the guitar, and we're praying that we can get him some lessons so that we can love his guitar playing. But we do, we just love that. And Jake has really grown in the German environment, in the German school, and we lean on him for German pronunciation of words that I don't know the meaning of. So the family is doing well. The school is doing well as well. Our numbers are pretty consistent. We have about 230 in the high school, 235, about 320 grades, what will be 5 through 12 next year. The bilingual program, the partnership with the elementary school, is in its fourth year, will be coming up in its fourth year, and that has proven to be a great ministry opportunity for the community of Black Forest, as well as stretched us as a school and an institution in trying to meld into that community and that such. But the feedback that we're getting from the German parents is they're wondering why we can't continue that partnership into the fifth and sixth grades. And they're really challenging the German government and the leaders in the German bilingual school on why BFA can't be more involved and take the lead role. So that is a blessing, and we would ask for your prayer for that growth and maturity in that partnership and relationship. As we look forward to next year, I will be, as I shared, I'll be serving as principal, and Heather, therefore, will be serving a few more roles in the high school that she's not aware of. But there is a need for administration and leadership in the school that will be coming about the following year. BFA is faced with an issue called totalization, where every 5 years our members have to leave Germany for 366 days. And of our five or six administrators, four of them will be leaving the following year. So there will be a vacuum there. Along those lines, we feel the Lord's calling for us to extend our time. When I spoke last year, we were heading out for 2 years, and the Lord has really laid it on our heart to investigate the possibility of extending our time there. And with the blessings that we've had this year and the challenges and the growth and the stretching, we're excited about that opportunity that's before us. So if I could just share some prayer requests with you, personal prayer requests. I would just ask that you would pray for me specifically in the new role. This will be my third year at BFA and my third different role. I don't know whether that means that I'm doing things well or doing things poorly, but I would just ask for wisdom in that learning curve and the time and opportunity to grow in that position and be effective. I would ask for the opportunity and ability to balance the work and the family responsibilities. As I shared, there were a number of days and weeks where it was 6 days, 12 hours, or something along those lines. And that was me, not necessarily the role. There are some things that are going to change, but I just ask for prayer on how to balance that and lead my family well as I seek to lead the school well. And for Heather, just that she would continue to be open to be stretched, and for those relationships that she's established, just to see them grow and blossom would be just a blessing there. And for the school, just as we go through these transition periods, whether it's our staff or whether it is this partnership with the bilingual program, that we would be able to successfully and effectively minister to the families that are sending their students to us, and that we can just share God's love with them and shower them. There are a number of students who don't know the Lord, even though their background is from a missionary family. And then there are a number of business kids who parents want them there for that environment, whether it's a North American curriculum to prep them to come to the U.S., or it's to avoid the German environment, which is a much more challenging, harsh, there's much love there. But either way, just that they can see Jesus in those that are there, that know Him and walk with Him and be led to Him. So we would appreciate that prayer. Again, I thank you for the body here that has sent us, the church that Heather grew up in, the church that I was baptized in and grew up in, and just appreciate the love and support and the encouragement we receive from the body here. Again, bittersweet in the fact that I almost brought a camera up to take a picture of you to share with Heather, but I didn't know how she would receive it, and being so far away, I didn't want to risk that. But this body is a blessing to us and an encouragement, and we thank you and praise the Lord for you and your support. Thank you very much.